Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden today said the U.S. is standing strongly behind Israel as it prepares for a possible ground invasion of the Gaza Strip. But he also made it clear he's concerned about the 2 million people living in Gaza.
We're making sure Israel has what it needs to defend itself and respond to these attacks. It's also a priority for me to urgently address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
CBS's Holly Williams reports Israel is telling people in northern Gaza to get out now.
Israel's military warned or ordered civilians, gave them 24 hours to leave the northern part of the Gaza Strip for their own safety. Now, just to give you an idea of what that involves, the entire Gaza Strip is roughly the size of the city of Philadelphia. Its population is just over 2 million people.
There were dueling protests today near Times Square in Manhattan. This woman demanded Palestinian independence and criticized plans by Israel to attack Gaza.
We want to live like 1948 with neighbors of Jewish. We want to live with neighbor Christians, neighbor Muslim. We want to live in peace.
The surprise attack by the Palestinian militant group Hamas on Israel Saturday caused the deaths of at least 1,300 Israelis and 27 Americans. At least 14 Americans remain unaccounted for. The suffering grows in Gaza as Israel continues to pound the heavily populated enclave with relentless airstrikes. CBS's Haley Ott has spoken to Palestinian human rights lawyer and advocate Munir Nusseibeh.
Nusseibeh condemns the killing of all civilians and, despite the raging war, says he's committed to peace.
I'm very hopeful for the future. The pain of the people that is happening today will not stay forever.
Over half the population of Gaza is under the age of 18, who had no say in Hamas's brutal assault.
Some Americans are leaving Israel, but others are headed to the country, says CBS's Natalie Brand.
The U.S. State Department says evacuation flights to help Americans leave Israel will begin today. And a spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he will be leading a bipartisan congressional delegation to Israel this weekend.
Republicans have nominated a strong supporter of Donald Trump to be the next Speaker of the House. But CBS's Scott McFarlane says it's not clear the nominee has the votes to win the election.
This was a narrow victory for Jim Jordan in the secret ballot election of the GOP conference as they chose their newest nominee to be Speaker of the House. He got 124 votes. Austin Scott of Georgia got 81, and Scott didn't join the race till this afternoon. The House is out this weekend. They'll vote as early as Tuesday, but Jordan has many minds to change to get to the 217 votes he needs to win.
This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 46, winds out of the northeast 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 53, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 41. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 48.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Bijou. I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Hey, this portion's brought to you by Hauling for Wolves. Hauling for Wolves. Protecting wolves for future generations. Okay, Dr. Staley. Hey, welcome. Yeah, exactly. Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio, and we're with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic. Boy, I'm just getting and thank you for stepping in early and also helping me with that interview. So what I would like to do, Dr. Stately, is just to ask you what you'd like to talk about in this last segment.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that last issue is a really important one. We don't often think very often about how critical environmental degradation is within the context of health, right? How much impact it has on our physical health, our emotional, mental well-being, spiritual well-being, those kinds of things. It is, you know, it's a very big issue for sure. Everybody, you know, there isn't, I think this is always a challenge, is, you know, there isn't anybody that really wants to have a railroad, running through their backyard, right? Our country, our people, our society as Americans, we all suffer from, you know, serious disorder called not in my backyard kind of syndrome, where, you know, we don't want anything really that's going to impact the community or the planet in any way, shape, or form running through our particular backyard. And I think one of the things that I always think about within that context is that's probably true of everybody, right? But I think one of the things that we can all pretty much be certain of is that the majority of people that suffer the deleterious outcomes in those kinds of conversations are always with disenfranchised communities and disempowered communities, the ones that don't have a tremendous amount of wealth, right? The ones that don't have a lot of political clout, the ones that aren't, you know, the executive officers of, or stockholders of large billion-dollar corporations that that can swing, you know, their might and to their benefit, and usually to the not so great benefit of disenfranchised communities like tribal communities. That's been a fight that's been going on for decades. One of the things I would hope that people would be willing to listen to is that, you know, that merger isn't particularly beneficial or helpful to anyone really living in Minnesota. The Mississippi runs through the entire state, right? Yeah. And supports so much of its entire state infrastructure, all of the, you know, all the tributaries that are linked to the Mississippi River would be threatened, and other sources of groundwater. So I think those are like important things for everyone to think about, you know, not just the indigenous people of the state, but mm-hmm. also the entire populace. But, you know, these fights have been going on forever, right?
Water is life, and I'll tell you, I walk by the Mississippi every day, Dr. Stately, and the river is low, and we've been in the second year of our drought, so it's so precarious when it comes to water. And, you know, you read reports that California wants to divert water from the Mississippi, and, you know, how much is that going to cost with pipelines and all, you know, it's mm-hmm. just it's crazy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, they already dried up the Colorado River. Now they want to dry up the Mississippi. Don't get me wrong. I lived in California for like 20 years. I really love. There's a lot I love about California, but, you know, they have a big, huge ocean right next to them. They can like start, you know, desalinating water from there. I mean, that's what they should be investing in.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean,
or maybe not have huge lawns and lots of it, and not everybody needs to have a pool in their backyard, you know. I grew up for like 40 years of my life without a pool. I was I did just fine.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I agree. It's crazy, and I think just amplifying in these discussions with people, you know, about what's happening in Indian country, because what's going to happen in Indian country is going to happen to you. And I think that's what you alluded to when it comes to everybody needs to keep their eyes on the prize. I mean, just what, 2 years ago, they put water on the stock market. I mean, mm-hmm. that's kind of flag mm-hmm. right there.
Yeah. You know what I always tell people? Like, I have, I've been in some of these conversations. In fact, I just had this conversation yesterday. I mean, I'm sure you remember, like a couple of months ago, or maybe it was about a little over a month ago, we had some people on who were talking about the Friends of Lake Hiawatha thing issue.
Right.
And why it's important to sort of like preserve Lake Hiawatha and even rewild it, because, you know, such a precious asset to not just the tribal people or the native people that live in South Minneapolis, but the entire community. And whenever I have the chance, I tell people, like, you know, if native people are speaking up and we're saying, like, this environmental issue needs to be addressed because it's going to harm native people in this way and these things, we're usually sounding the alarms and the voice of reason on critical things that are going to impact not just us, but people all over the world, right? So Native people are who are usually the ones stepping into these spaces and places, talking about it. And whenever people ask me, like, well, why should we be concerned about that? I say, well, you know what? If Indigenous people are bringing an issue to the attention of, you know, not just our community, but our state, our region, our nation, it's usually something that's going to impact the entire planet at some point in time, or the rest of at least the rest of the United States. You probably should pay attention. What benefits us is going to benefit most people.
Well, Bob Blake always talks about we're the last, you know, the front lines of saving our mm-hmm. environment. And that yep. includes water and everything. We are here for that reason, and that's part of us being Native and being here for 10,000 years.
Right. And I think one of the things that I'm always trying to impress upon people is that, you know, our health and our well-being, physically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, of course, as well, our health is tied to the health of the planet, right? If we don't take good care of the earth, there will be nothing to take care of us really when we need it the most, right? When we start to pollute our water, pollute our air, pollute the land, you know, we're going to see, you know, all kinds of critical things happen that are going to threaten our own physical and emotional and mental well-being. We see that every day. When we start to sort of like pollute the things around us and not take care of the earth and the air, that has real world implications for us as human beings, right? And we got to think about those things.
Yeah, I really do. And, you know, and that all goes, I think what I talked about a little bit earlier, and I think when you jumped in, Dr. Stately, we were talking about is vote like your future depends on it. And, you know, you have young ones and my, you know, and we need to preserve for the next seven generations. And when we talk about the next seven generations, we are really talking about the next seven generations. And that's
And remembering that we are the embodiment of the seventh generation, right? We're here because seven generations ago, someone was making decisions so that we would have a space and place to inhabit on this earth. And we have the responsibility to do the same thing.
Exactly. Pini Gigi, thank you so much. And hey, thanks for co-hosting Native Roots Radio. You didn't know you were going to do that, but I appreciate you. Appreciate everything you do for the community. And you know, let's do this again tomorrow. You're listening to Native Roots Radio. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation. Free Leonard Peltier now.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, this portion is brought to you by, what is it brought to you by, Ogama?
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Yeah, that's a new sponsor. Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. And we are here with Michael Spears, actor, and he's been in many things here. And we're going to talk a little bit about his career and also this new movie, The Year of the Dog. Michael, thank you so much for coming on to Native Roots Radio.
Pilama, thanks for having me. Looking forward to talking with you about all of the wonderful things in movies.
Right on. And, you know, we've had quite a few people, and I don't know if you know Bobby Wilson, but Bobby Wilson was a student of mine in Reservation Dogs, and we've had quite a few Reservation Dog actors on the show in the last 2 years, and we're really excited to throw you in that mix as a Reservation Dog alumni. Really, I just want to touch base on that for a second.